Welcome to the Mesa Business Builder podcast series. As a business owner, you need answers. Join us as we share our most commonly asked questions and provide clear direction and resources for your business. The City of Mesa offers a host of free programs and services, all geared toward helping Mesa businesses start, grow, and thrive. And visit mesabusinessbuilder.com online for additional information available to you 24/7.
Hi, I'm Sally Harrison, President and CEO of the Mesa Chamber of Commerce. And today I'm in our podcast studio with my friend Yvette Armendariz.
Good.
Is that right?
Armendariz, but yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm taking Duolingo Spanish, but I'm never going to be able to roll R's. I'll never get names correct. Anyway, you are with the Office of Economic Development, and I know that you have a new title.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm now a project manager. I oversee the Business Retention Expansion Program.
Which is pretty exciting.
It is.
Yeah. Lots of great businesses for you to go visit.
Yes. Learning Very cool. something new every day.
Well, I know today you are here to talk with me about the Mesa General Business License.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
I am.
Okay, so let's talk about that. I mean, we've been talking about it for a couple of years, and then it was implemented when?
January 2022. Mm-hmm. So what happened is it's, council voted on this so that we would have a way to talk to our businesses. And it really came out of the pandemic. But this is a way for us to get general news information out to our businesses. We didn't have that opportunity during the pandemic.
Right.
And it only cost $10.
Well, so I think back to several years ago when we had in Mesa, I mean, it was more regional, but I think it was really targeted on Mesa small businesses, and there was a serial litigator who was going around and had he or others that were kind of working for him were filing frivolous lawsuits against our small businesses, and it was all basically because he was pointing out that some of our folks were non-compliant with ADA, could be lines in parking lots, signage, whatever. It would have been great to have something like this as a resource for us to be able to, as a community, alert people so mm-hmm. they were aware that this was going on. We didn't know until a member had been served and a lawsuit filed against her until she told us, and then it kind of blew up from there. I think we ended up with about 160 businesses that we had come to a pretty large meeting to talk about this, and that was all word of mouth. That was not because we had a way to really alert people. So this...
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing.
...is really an answer to some issues that could be avoided in the long run, because a lot of people paid those fines that really shouldn't have.
Right, and that was the thing during the pandemic. We had so much news and information to
Tons.
Give our businesses.
Right.
And we didn't have a way to reach out to them.
Right.
So, it's just kind of crazy. But this centralized registry makes a whole lot of sense. We can get news out to our businesses quickly. Sometimes, you know, it's pretty, you know, general information stuff that we send out right now. Mm-hmm. But it's a really great way to communicate with them.
I think this is a really important way. Talk about who needs a business license, because I know this is not for every, quote, business out there.
Right. Most businesses do. So if you have a retail business, a home-based business, service business, you probably do. There's a few exemptions in state statute, so like insurance agents and real estate agents. But for the most part, most businesses need this license. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's $10. And it opens the door to a lot of services, you mm-hmm. know. It's a way to work with the city, because any business here in Mesa knows that you don't have one touch with the city. You have several touches.
Sure. Lots of departments, lots right. of people. So what are the benefits of having a business license in place?
So besides being compliant, right?
Yes, with our ordinance. That is an ordinance now.
But, you know, the real big thing that we're talking to our small businesses about is our Mesa Business Builder Small Business Assistance Program. Mm-hmm. Without the license, you can't access these great programs. Mm-hmm. And the biggest thing about Mesa Business Builder, the Small Business Assistance Program, is it creates this customized consulting for the small business. Mm-hmm. So, you know, many of our businesses come to us seeking help with marketing, seeking help with how do I package a loan, how do I get a website up, all these things. Mm-hmm. And so it's costly to hire a consultant.
Sure.
And this $10 investment will get you hundreds of dollars of, you know, professional help.
Well, I love it, because I think if people look at it as an investment, that's the appropriate way to look at it, right?
Right.
Well, you know, the Business Builder Program obviously is a great program. It was born out of the Mesa Cares program that we fortunately had the opportunity to work with the city on. I think our experience in talking with our businesses that we've worked with is very positive. Lots of businesses getting lots, a wide variety of help.
Right.
And obviously, I mean, the COVID era with the CARES program was several years ago, but we're now in how many business builders? Four?
Four. This is our fourth.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
So talk more about that, and how do you apply as a business?
For Mesa Business Builder, right now we have our businesses sign up through Mesa Hub.
Mm-hmm.
So myhub.com/Mesa.
And Hub is H-U-U-B.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So myhub.com slash Mesa. I'm like, wait a second.
It's long. Or they can go on your website or on our website and find
that. They can.
Yeah.
If you go on mesabusinessbuilder.com, we have a really great website, and Hub is one of the blocks that we have there. Mm-hmm. Click on that. It'll show you how to get there. And essentially, it's a quick form. You answer a few questions, and then there's an application to apply for Mesa Business Builder.
Nice. So does that take a lot of time?
No, it doesn't take that much time. And then, you know, then once you get that set up, you can apply for the program. But going back to a license, it's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have a DIMES portal that you go through the business license website, and you click on that, you log in to your account, and if you don't have an account with the city, then you create an account with the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a couple of questions about your business, and it's pretty straightforward. At the end, there's a couple of required documents, depending if you're a sole proprietor or if you have an organization that has more than three owners.
Mm-hmm.
You upload that with your driver's license, and then you're done.
So it sounds like the key is to kind of review that
right.
page, so you know what the expectations are and what you need.
Right.
Get everything in place, then go on and actually start the application process.
Yeah, there was actually a story I have to share about that, because one day I was presenting in front of Bob's orientation group, and I gave like a 2-minute spiel mm-hmm. about the business license, and somebody in the audience had applied for the business license during the orientation.
Nice.
And at the end, he says, you know, that was really easy. So he had all the documents on his computer.
Nice.
So sorry to Bob, he was not paying 100% attention, but
hey,
it got done.
At least we got somebody in the system. That's great.
Right.
So are there some common mistakes that you can talk about as far as applying for a business license?
Yeah, so probably the biggest is somebody will start and stop and then not finish it.
Mm.
And so the city will reach out to try to get you to finish your application. And
mm-hmm.
if you don't, after so many attempts, they close out the license.
So then you'd have to start all over again.
Start all over again.
Okay.
You know, having your name not match your ID, like the name that you put in,
mm-hmm.
that could delay things.
Sure.
Sometimes people put in the wrong TPT license number.
Mm.
So maybe they've mistyped it. You know, if you don't know your TPT license number, I'm told that if you leave it blank, they can follow up with you and make sure it's all corrected. But
nice.
The biggest thing is if there's something missing or something incorrect and the city reaches out for, you know, that information,
mm-hmm.
the biggest issue is the business not getting back to the city. And, you know, if it's not timely, it ends up being closed out.
Okay. Any other success stories that you could share with us?
You know, some people have told me that they really like having their TPT out. Jason Lee, I don't know if you know
mm-hmm.
Jason, he has ZNY Gifts in the Asian district,
uh-huh.
and he says that having that out just gives him like a sense of legitimacy.
Mm-hmm.
People like it. They feel confident that they, you know, have that there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple of businesses that didn't have licenses before that, you know, once they found out about it, then they got into the Mesa Business Builder program. So
nice.
That was really nice.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a good thing to have.
So how many people do you, I don't know if you know this number, but like, do you have a rough idea of how many people have gone through the Business Builder program? I know that we're talking about licenses, but I think it's...
Yeah. Last year it was 118. This year we've exceeded that. I think we're above 150.
Okay. My point, I guess, is that, you know, it is a huge benefit.
Right.
Because we have so many small businesses that we learned during Mesa Cares, that some of them just didn't know what they didn't know, right?
Right.
And they just needed a little helping hand to get through some of those pieces. So obviously getting the first step done with the business license is important.
Right.
Anything else that you want to mention?
You know, $10 is a really good investment for your business.
Mm-hmm.
You start on the right foot, you get access to business services. There's a lot that happens when you start your business and you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
So like that first entry with the city is the way to get connected. Do I need permits for my new space?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to construct something new? You know, so it's not just about following the ordinance. It's actually opening the doors to knowing how to do things right so that you don't end up costing your business a lot more because, oh, I didn't do my sign right. I didn't
sure.
do, you know, all these things.
Well, and when you say costing more, I mean, it's financial sometimes, but in many cases, it's time, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so one more time, how can people go online and apply for a business license?
The easiest way is to go on mesabusinessbuilder.com. We have a number of tiles there to different small business programs,
mm-hmm.
and one of them is specifically the Mesa Business License.
Awesome. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to the Mesa Business Builder podcast. For more information, visit mesabusinessbuilder.com. For questions, email mesabusinessbuilder@mesaaz.gov. And remember, MesaBusinessBuilder.com is your one-stop resource for building your business in Mesa.